From the newsroom, I'm Nick Tomachek. Police Chief Ed Ryan has resigned from the Fort Walton Beach Police Department. Ryan chose to step down rather than accept being placed on administrative leave while an inquiry was conducted into 12 complaints lodged against him and Captain Tracy Hart, according to Fort Walton Beach City Councilman Nick Allegretto. Allegretto said, "I don't work in the police department, so it's hard really to say what's going on. Whether he was doing the right thing, I don't know. That's why we're doing an investigation now. I do believe his heart was in the right place." Captain Hart remains on paid administrative leave, according to Mayor Dick Reinierson. City Manager Michael Beattie confirmed that Captain Bill Royal has been designated acting chief. Police Officer Don Hall filed the complaints against Ryan and Hart, alleging misdeeds ranging from gender and racial discrimination to mishandling arrest procedures to theft of taxpayer dollars. Beattie confirmed Thursday that he received the complaints earlier in the week and had launched an investigation into the many matters Hall had brought to the city's attention. He said, "I have every confidence in the investigation and that Mr. Beattie will get it right," according to Councilman Allegretto. Mayor Reinierson, Allegretto, and Councilman Mike Holmes each said they were informed of Ryan's decision to resign in an email sent to them from Beattie at about 2:30 p.m. Saturday. Reinierson said, "It is what it is. I do know they're going to do a very thorough investigation." Ryan's resignation comes just shy of his second anniversary as chief. He was sworn in on July 5th, 2016, to replace Ted Litschauer, who retired. Ryan was an assistant chief for Norfolk, Virginia Police Department when he was chosen from among 44 candidates from across the country to head the Fort Walton Beach Police Department. The resignation comes on the heels of the early June announcement that the city of Crestview was firing Chief Tony Taylor as chief of 6 years.